I drove hours to get there. All I had was my purse, a beach bag, and a little determination. Or was it desperation? My oasis appeared, gradually coming into full view, finally. My pulse quickened as I found a parking spot at the public beach. I wanted the sand, the salt, the sea. I needed the serenity that being here alone brought me, my reprieve. There were chairs and umbrellas for rent in this section, so I sat my things on the one furthest right, stripped off my dress to reveal my bikini and let the lure of the ocean pull me in. I stopped for a moment as the waves gently lapped at my feet. The cool water licked my toes, retreated, licked my ankles, retreated, and then I was running to meet it. I dove headfirst into a wave, submerging myself in a salt bath. I'm not sure how long I stayed out there, floating, treading water, being guided by the push and the pull of currents. It was long enough for the sun to begin sinking and long enough for my skin to sting from the salt and the sun. I returned to my chair with a satisfied languor in my limbs. As I closed my eyes and listened to the rhythmic cadence of the waves crashing, I felt my worries slip away. Things that had been previously coiled up inside me began to loosen. It fell away. A vision of a woman appeared through the currents of my mind. The turbulent sea receded and she walked out of the depths and onto the sand in front of me. She stood, silent and still, allowing me to stare. She was naked, but it was hard to tell because her long dark hair clung to her body. It was a deep green like seaweed. So deep, it was almost black. Rivulets of water streamed down her legs to pool at her feet. She was untamed, unkempt and unashamed, and she was so damn sexy. Her eyes matched her hair and it was unsettling to look into them for very long. She didn't scare me, but she made me feel alert. My skin prickled as I sat up straight as she walked closer and stopped 3 feet from me. The wind picked up, rushing from the ocean, and her hair unclung from her body, reaching towards me. It seemed to move on its own in mesmerizing waves and caressed my cheeks, my arms, my legs. The touch enlivened me. The prickles on my skin felt electric. As she bent over, I saw her uncovered body. Her salty skin had a sheen that caught light at every angle, and her breasts were full and heavy and dangerously close to my face as she stayed near to me. I sat motionless, barely breathing, and a longing rose up in me to touch her. I could not. She was too wild, too sacred. I felt as if I should kneel and worship her. I should sing and serenade her. I should fight to protect her. Yet there I remained, pinned in my seat by her mossy stare. Her nearness and dampness turned my insides to jelly, and I had no thoughts other than to wonder at her appearance before me. She bent over me, her hands reaching, delicate fingers trailing from my forehead to chin, and a hand over my heart and on the softness of my belly. I tingled. This woman knew me. She looked at me and saw everything, my secrets, my desires, my pain. I was bare beneath her gaze. Then she spoke. Her words flowed through me like a wave. "Awaken," she breathed, with a sound like crashing cymbals. My eyes popped open. I hadn't realized they were closed. I took in my surroundings as I breathed in shaky breaths. Still in the beach chair, the seagulls swooped by overhead and the surf continued its advance and retreat. But the woman, that wild, sexy, soul-seeing woman, was gone. My hands were where I believed the wild sea woman to have touched me, and I felt stirred. My nipples were hard as sea glass and my thighs were clenched, and it seemed like a fist of desire punched my gut. Desire. A sensation that had woefully been missing from my life for I couldn't remember how long. Desire, what do I do with myself? I wondered. Desire, oh yes. Oh God, yes, desire. My eyes closed and I began to moan, my head relaxing on the reclining back of my chair. Ocean breeze teased me. It felt as if it blew purposefully stronger, gusts caressing my breasts, my shin, my thigh. And if I opened my legs wider, oh yes, there. I hadn't even touched myself there in months. Impulse and a throb in my lower lips made it absolutely necessary that I must touch myself there now. The sultry sea woman had given me a gift and I could not waste it. It started with my breasts, just a slight cupping of each and a graze of my thumb over each pebble of nipple. The fabric of my bikini top added a layer of sensation and I shuddered. Oh God, how could I be this close to the edge? The current was calling, the tide was pulling, and my hand was sliding down the salty plain of my belly. Fingertips grazed at my throbbing lips through my bikini bottoms, and I moaned again. I needed this, I missed this. My fingers slid the fabric over, and I wasn't shocked at all to discover myself flowing like a well-fed spring. Yes, I whispered out loud. Fuck, said a deep, faint voice. I stilled my movements and opened my eyes. The sun was fading and I glanced around and most people had packed up in my area and a few couples lingered, walking on the beach. But next to me, on my right, about 20 feet away, was a man who had parked a small camper. He was sitting in a folding chair by a small campfire and he was staring right at me. Surprisingly, I didn't jump out of my skin. I looked him over. He seemed a bit younger than me, but not by much. He was cute. I could tell that he was enjoying watching me. I'm sorry, ma'am. Continue, please, he said, loud enough for me to hear. I felt bold. Perhaps it was his encouraging nod, or perhaps it was the encounter with the woman. I began caressing my nipple again in slow-moving circles to test the waters. His mouth parted. This felt good. I started moving my fingers again around my wet slit. Fuck. It felt good to know he was watching me. I tilted my head back once again to relax in my chair. When I sped up my movements, circling my clit, another moan escaped me. I did not hold it back. Fuck. What I did do was shift my posture just a bit. I moved a knee up and widened my legs. I heard him groan. His hand came to rest on his cock, gripping himself through his shorts. I wanted him to see me. I felt so damn sexy in this moment with the waves crashing, the setting sun lighting things up in gold and orange and hues, and this overwhelming desire to let myself feel and to let myself be watched. Did that to him. I made him need to shift and groan and touch himself. It felt powerful. It felt like that sexy sea woman lived in me. It felt like an inevitable thing to pump my pussy with my fingers and bring them out wet and sticky and have this man watch me lick them clean. My nod to him was inevitable. His hand reaching inside his shorts was inevitable. And the feeling rising in both of us was inevitable. It was a tide pool, flooding, a monsoon increasing, and a tsunami forming, unstoppable. Let me see you, I pleaded in between breaths. Stroking briefly paused as he pulled out his hard cock, standing proudly at attention, and he cursed again under his breath. Do it with me. I could barely speak. I was so fucking close. He began moaning, one hand stroking himself up and over the tip, up and over the tip. He gathered pre-cum on his fingers and tasted it with a smile on his cute face as he did. That sent my arousal skyrocketing. I was using both hands now, one circling my clit, frantically moving faster, and the other one had two fingers buried deep, curling into myself. Oh, fuck. In a flash of comprehension, I noticed our differences. I was wound up, frantically moving, chasing that release. I was gasping, then holding my breath, then whispering, "Oh, fuck," and he was relaxed. One hand working himself, knees lazily spread open, the other arm casually draped over the arm of the chair. His moans increased and reached me, but he was solely focused on me, my pleasure. It was like he could do this all day. Found the difference strikingly hot and oh my God, I'm going to come, I whimpered. He nodded to me and spoke. Show me your orgasm, let me hear your sounds, siren. Oh, yes, yes, that name pushed me over the edge, my breath released in a wail, I came, my legs shook, my core tensed. Then I came, my wetness became an audible sound as I gushed and released, and I hoped he could hear it. I watched him closely. I wasn't going to miss this. I kept coming as his hips began to pump upward into the air. I watched his cum shoot load after load onto the sand between us. He swore like a sailor as I watched it pump out of him. There was so much. It looked so good. He looked so good. As my orgasm settled, I slowed my strokes on my clit. It was a gentle rocking boat, taking a moment to become still again. We both breathed out a sigh at the same time and then laughed. After a few moments of stillness, he got up and walked over to me. As I tried to see his face, I realized the sun was down and the light was quickly fading. Siren. Are you alone? He asked me. I let out a shaky laugh. Yes, I am. He held out a hand to me. Care to wash off in the ocean? Maybe he knew my legs were jelly. I needed his hand to pull me up and steady me on the way to the water. Okay, Triton. Lead me home.